And a good Saturday to you. Happy Saturday Live and good Saturday to you. The only thing I care about is happy hour. That's at five. I just had to say. So Saturday again, another one. But anyway, here I am. Woo! Oh, Jesus.
Where's the nearest dive bar?
All right, let's move on to the topic at hand.
That's stressful, right?
It's a wrong thing to say. I'm going to say it. It's going to sound wrong, but it's not wrong at all. And a fine Saturday to you. A pain in the... Can I say it out loud? I did it right.
Okay. Hope it was beneficial to you. I want to thank you again for all showing up. Don't go away if you want to hear more. So that's a lot of power hours.
Hello, happy Saturday to you. Here we are again for Power Hour 300. That was sign language, by the way, just in case you want to know what that was. And I was playing around just before we start here with various countries and the way people use their fingers to count. So, for example, let me grab my thing here, share a good share here. So, for example, In American England, you count like one, two, three, four, five, right? And Europe, it's mainly one, two, three, four, five. And Japan is a one, two, three, four. India, one, two, three, four, five. But then the Arabs, there's a YouTube video. It's kind of fun. They go like, one, I hate it, two, and the Chinese can count all 10 on one hand. Like that fascinated me. So I love that stuff. Anyway, let's get this show kicked off. 300. We got some special things. We take a break about halfway through the show. So I will turn that on when the time comes and tell you about it. But right now, let's get on to what we came here for. I got a decent show. This will all be in the chat. Any links I'm going to talk about and this presentation will be there for you. So let me not share the entire screen here and get on to this application. Just here, be better looking. Let's get on. All righty. So this is IFR in the real world. How to get on and not just get by is what I call it. And I have some very practical things here that you may not have thought about. And I also want to debunk, not really debunk, but I want to get rid of something. Some of you are going to disagree with it, which is totally fine. And you're allowed to do that as many times as you want. It's an open forum for that. I get my show, my mouthpiece for a minute, but then you get to say whatever you want about me later behind my back. Don't tell Safe though. They're going to interview me. Right? So now for those of you who are watching this in the future, the 300 power hour, some of these things we're going to talk about relative to aren't going to be relative to you. Like there's one thing I wanted to bring out just now that's floating around out there within FA land that will be fixed here shortly. But it's out there now. So it has to do with renewing your CFI. So David St. George, the previous executive director of SAFE, brought this to my attention. I said I would do it live on the show for you so that you know what's up. So basically, you can renew based upon activity. Basically, if you have five people through 80% pass rate on first attempt, then you can renew on that. But the 8900.1 order, which the inspectors use to renew, and a DP can use Dutch 8900.2, says just bring five, any five will do, with an 80% pass rate. So the rest of them could all have failed. That's not what the regulation says. The regulation says all of your applicants within the time period, not just the five cherry-picked ones that you have. So, and DPEs and ASIs are renewing based upon that other criteria because in the order. So that's going to change here shortly. David was able to get a hold of Everett Rashon, who manages that entire division within FA, and he's aware of that now. And there'll be national policy will come out for that. But in the meantime, be careful if that's how you're renewing, because it could be rescinded because it doesn't match the regulation. Okay, in the future, if you're listening to this, that's probably a done deal. Okay, let's move on. So for today's show, we're going to do 300. Look at that. The live show is the first hour. It's got Wings credit. Open mic, second hour and beyond till the end of time, whenever that is, right? Monitor the chat. There will be links and information in there that Nick will put in there. And if I feel I need to drop something there, I'll do it. That's where it's all going to be. Okay, so keep an eye on the chat. Also, you see people who are chiming in from everywhere. And save the chat. We're going to save this one. I'm going to put it on my wall. I think it's going to be fun. I want to save this chat, just the 300th one. It'll be fun. Okay. There's Wayne's credit for this presentation. That will happen at the end of the show. In the last few minutes, though, there'll be a link. And I'll tell you when I see it fly in there, or someone will say something. And that's kind of what we'll do with it. Okay. And then just some announcements really quickly. What's new? Power Hour rebroadcast. If you missed this one, you got to go somewhere, or you phone a friend, you know, and you say, oh, there's a rebroadcast of this thing at 8 o'clock Eastern time. And it has an after show. It's on Wednesdays. Okay. And then you can watch all the Power Hours, not watch, you can listen to all the Power Hours anywhere you get your podcast. We stream those, the full show. Video, you have to join a membership site. There'll be a link in there for $9 a month, which will let you do that. All 300 now of them. We're going to talk later about this GAPS course that we put together. And then the after show, we're going to have a Jeopardy game. We're going to get giveaways and more. So if you're able to stick around for the after show, do that. It's going to be sort of a lighthearted thing in the beginning. And then we'll open up all those mics and see what y'all have to say. Okay, so let's move off that. So we'll have that. And I also wanted to let you know there's going to be a link in the chat for this. You know, we're teaching AI in our class now. So as part of our initial CFA, the entire first day is consumed with using AI tools to help you and to help learners and to use them appropriately. And there's lots of things. So you're going to be able to attend the first half day of that class for free. All right. There's a lot of good stuff in there, but you have to opt in to the little thingy that so it can send you the link and all that stuff. I'll show you what it looks like here in a minute. Anyway, let's move on with the content. And a good Saturday to you. Happy Saturday live and good Saturday to you. The only thing I care about is happy hour. That's at 5. I just had to say. So Saturday again. Another one. But anyway, here I am. Woo! Oh, Jesus.
Where's the nearest dive bar?
All right, let's move on to the topic at hand.
That's stressful, right?
It's a wrong thing to say. I'm going to say it. It's going to sound wrong, but it's not wrong at all. And a fine Saturday to you. A pain in the... Can I say it out loud? I did it, right?
Okay. Hope it was beneficial to you. I want to thank you again for all showing up. Don't go away if you want to hear more. So that's a lot of power hours.
Bootcamp in Miami Beach, Florida. This is the Power Hour. Welcome.